Every morning during a national political convention, it doesn't matter which party, delegates and others gather in hotel ballrooms to hear fiery political speeches by party luminaries. But not every speech is a political barn burner.
It's important that we have a tax policy that's consistent, fair, and is a low corporate tax rate that helps U.S.-based companies compete with other companies globally, because that's what we're doing.
That's Mark Fields. He's Ford Motor Company's president of the Americas. He's not at this breakfast meeting of the Michigan delegation to the Republican National Convention to endorse a candidate, but he is trying to make a point about trade and tax policy. It's a speech that another Ford executive will deliver next week to Democrats in Charlotte for that party's national convention.
I think it's important as a company that we be part of the process, at least be able to talk about the issues that are important to Ford and what we think are important to manufacturing here in the United States. So that's why we come and visit with the various parties, as we do on an ongoing basis.
Ford's not alone. Many business people and lobbyists are busy wooing top political leaders at both conventions. Sheila Krumholz is the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics. The center's Open Secrets website monitors lobbying in Washington. She says the Ford Motor Company speech is only one facet of the lobbying game at a national political convention.
What's more valuable is to have private time with members at lavish receptions where there is fancy food and open bar and a festive atmosphere and everyone's relaxed and having a good time.
Those parties take place every day and night during the convention's 3 or 4 day run. Krumholz says national political conventions provide an opportunity for lobbyists and business leaders to have access to concentrated power.
They're here trying to use these opportunities, these rare opportunities where everybody's in one place to both, you know, remind the candidates of their support for them, past, present, maybe future, and to make sure they understand what their concerns are and what their legislative agenda is, ultimately.
Krumholz says the conventions are now more about the parties and lobbying than actual decision-making for the political parties. She says that should call into question the $36 million in federal funding provided to hold both conventions this year. Reporting from Tampa, the site of the Republican National Convention, I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.